Gracious God, we pray that as we explore your written word, that we too would discover your Christ, the Word made flesh, to be overwhelmed with joy and pay him homage. Amen. Do please be seated. It is a remarkable and brave and beautiful thing that is happening this morning. Because it's really remarkable, actually, that Meltina and Paul and Emil are making this choice. And making it in front of us, their family, and their friends, and their community, saying yes to the Lord Jesus, and continuing on their journey with him. Thank you. Thank you for your example and your witness. And I pray that God will bless you in that today, just as you are a blessing for us today. And what I want to do this morning is to reflect together with Meltina and Paul and Emil and all of us on our journeys with Jesus and what we can learn from those wise people and their example of what it is to be a disciple. So if you want to have your service orders open on pages 4 and 5, you can have a look at the story while I'm speaking. So I want to start with the fact that these wise people, it's in the Greek, in which was originally written, the word is just a word that means multiple wise people. There aren't necessarily three. We say there are three because they name three gifts. But we don't really know. Could have been two, could have been six, we don't know. But there are these wise people in our story. And I want to start with them. And the fact that they began, this may sound really, it's a sort of really obvious thing, but I think perhaps we miss it. I want to start with them where they started. Because we can only start where we start. And for each of us, that will be different. There will be a place and an environment and a context where we start. For these people in our story, we know that they came from east of Jerusalem, but that's quite a lot of the world. East of Jerusalem, in fact all the way around the world, back to Jerusalem if you go far enough east. But they came from somewhere particular and specific. And wherever it was, that was where God set them off on their journey. And that's really important for us in our discipleship. To know that wherever we are, wherever we come from, whatever our circumstances, that's where God will come and find us. That's where God will set us off on our journey. We don't have to be somewhere else or somebody else. Whoever we are, wherever we're from, whatever our circumstances, God finds us there. And sets us off on our journey of discipleship. And as they set off in the best way that they could with what they already had and what they already knew. And that too is really important for us in our discipleship. We are who we are in the circumstances we come from, and God loves that and honours that. And that's why God comes and finds us just as we are, just who we are, where we are. And God treasures whatever it is that we have, that we set off with. That's what God will use. And that's really important to God. We don't have to be wise in the way we understand these wise men to be wise. That we assume that means they have lots of kind of the best academic learning that the world had at that time. That's what we assume. We mean because they're called wise people. But that was what they had. Whatever it is that we have, whatever our life experience, and whatever we've learnt, in whatever way that's happened, God uses that. God thinks that what we have to bring with us is a really good resource. And it sets us on our way. That's what these disciples did when they set off. And they set off in the direction that they thought was the right direction. And they did a pretty good job. They got pretty close with what they had. Oh, I squeak if I move too far. And so that's what we have to do. We have to set off. We probably don't think we know enough. We probably don't think we've got enough resource. But like these wise men, if we're to be disciples, we've got to set off. We've got to start on our journey with Jesus. I think it's really interesting that each of these wise men made a choice to set off. They had to do that themselves. They had to make that decision to find out more about God and discover Jesus. They had to make that decision themselves. But then when they set off, they didn't do it on their own. And that's really important for us too. We have to make a choice that we want to walk with God and find out more about Jesus. But we can learn from the wisdom of these people that the best way to do that is to do it with others. So these wise people set off. They made their choice. They discovered something of God, however they did that. For them, it was in their studies. They set off. They began their walk with God to find out more about Jesus. They made that choice and they chose to do it together. And that took them to Jerusalem, to the place where they knew they could find out more. And actually, that's a really good thing to do. To go to the places and the people who you think can help you discover more about Jesus. That might be people at church. That might be people in your family. That might be by reading, or it might be online. All sorts of ways that we might find out more from people who might just know a bit more than we do, or have been doing it for a bit longer than we have, or have a different perspective. This was a really good thing for them to do. And in fact, they did find out what they needed to know. And they found that out through Scripture. So one of the things we need to do on our own, as part of our own discipleship, is to read our Bible. And to do that with others. To discover what that might mean for us, so that we might get closer to Jesus. As it turned out, the place they got to, and the person that they asked, or one of the people that they got, that turned out to have a pretty bad outcome. And sometimes that will happen in our walk with Jesus. That really tough, difficult, even bad stuff will happen. Not because we've necessarily done the wrong thing. They weren't wrong to go and find out from people who might know better, or to explore the scriptures with those who were familiar with them. That was the right thing to do. Something bad happened as a consequence of that. But in our own walk with Jesus, in our discipleship, although sometimes hard and costly, even bad things might happen around us, we again can learn from these disciples that although that will be costly, that needn't stop us from getting closer to Jesus. And then they were able to bring together what they'd heard from other people, what they'd read in the scriptures, what their own prayer and exploration had shown them, what their learning had revealed to them. They brought that all together, and it brought them face to face with Jesus. Isn't that amazing? That's what our prayer should be for ourselves and for everyone who follows Jesus. I really pray, Paul and Emil and Miltina, that something in today will give you a glimpse face to face of Jesus. And you'll have that sense of drawing really close to him, and knowing that he is really close to you. And I pray that, like these wise men, that would fill you with joy, and that would help you to carry on your journey. But when they met Jesus face to face, what they did was that they paid him homage, which is just a way of saying they worshipped him. Which is just a way of saying they tried to give Jesus his due. They gave him the very best of what they had. They opened their treasure chests and gave him the very best of what they had. I wonder what you might think is in your treasure chest. Probably not gold and frankincense and myrrh. But that's probably okay, because I'm not sure what we do with gold and frankincense and myrrh nowadays. Don't really know what Mary and Joseph and Jesus did with it, in all honesty. But I wonder what you would have in your treasure chest. It's probably, I don't mean treasure like gold and jewels. I mean, what are the things about you? What are the things that your life and experience have given you? What are the things that you're good at? What are the things that you enjoy doing? What are the skills that you've got? What are your characteristics and your personality? That's your treasure box. And when we come to meet Jesus, when we want to give Jesus his due, to worship him, we want to give the very best of what we have for him. So I encourage you this morning to think of yourselves as like those wise men, as disciples journeying from wherever you are, wherever you've come from, whatever your circumstances has been. Whatever those different things are that have brought you to this moment this morning, whatever route that journey has taken, I encourage you to recognise that you yourself are treasure. You are a treasure box. And that as we come and worship Jesus, we need to bring out the very best of who we are and what we have, and offer that for Jesus to use. Not just when we get together on a Sunday, not just in this building or the other places that we meet for worship, but this time tomorrow. Do you know where you'll be this time tomorrow, Miltina? Do you know? Are you back at school? So, what time is it now? Who can tell me what time it is? Okay, 10:30 tomorrow morning, this time tomorrow. Wherever you'll be, wherever you are, whoever you're with, I don't know if you've got a... If you're somewhere where, if you carry a phone with you, you can put a reminder, just, you might put it on silent so it kind of hums or buzzes rather than sets off an alarm if you're somewhere where an alarm's not very good. If you don't have a phone or you don't do that, just, I don't know, tie a knot in your hanky to remind you. 10:30, this time tomorrow, how can we be offering the very best of ourselves in the service of Jesus at that moment with those people in that circumstance? Because that's where Jesus wants us to offer our worship. Yes, here. Yes, when we gather for a service. But actually, at every moment of every day. And in doing that, we will find that our treasure chests, ourselves, that we, the treasure of us, is something that God can use. That means other people will be able to set off on their journey to come close to Jesus. And like the wise men, we will be encouraged to continue in our walk with Jesus too. Amen.